Hi everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are in Genesis 22, verses 1 through 18, kind of a big chunk, but I think it's important. We're talking about the offering of Isaac by Abraham, and so here we go. Now after these things, God tested the faith and commitment of Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he answered, "Here I am." God said, "Take now your son, your only son of promise, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains in which I will tell you." So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac, and he split the wood for the burnt offering, and then he got up and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day of travel, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Abraham said to his servant, "Settle down and stay here with the donkey. The young man and I will go over there and worship God, and we will come back to you." Then Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on the shoulders of Isaac his son, and he took the fire pot in his own hand and the sacrificial knife, and the two of them walked on together. And Isaac said to Abraham, "My father," and he said, "Yes, here I am, my son." Isaac said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering." So the two walked on together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood and bound Isaac his son and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." He answered, "Here I am." The Lord said, "Do not reach out with a knife in your hand against the boy, and do nothing to harm him. For now I know that you fear God with reverence and profound respect, since you have not withheld from me your son, your only son of promise." Then Abraham looked up and glanced around, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering, a sending sacrifice instead of his son. So Abraham named that place, "The Lord Will Provide." And it is said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be seen and provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "By myself, on the basis of who I am, I have sworn an oath, declares the Lord, that since you have done this thing and have not withheld from me your son, your only son of promise, indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your descendants like the stars of the heaven and like the sand on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies as conquerors. Through your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have heard and obeyed my voice." Mind if I pray for you? What a story, what a hard story. But Lord, you did this for us. Abraham's seed became Jesus, and you did not withhold your son from us. You sacrificed your son for us. You did what seemed like the unthinkable. And so, Lord, I see how beautiful your gospel story weaves itself through Scripture. We see a father and a son and an act of sacrifice. And yet we see a ram in the thicket, and we see God stopping Abraham from doing what seems to be the unthinkable. And yet you have done that for us. You've done the unthinkable for us. Abraham's offspring became Jesus, and then Jesus became our Savior by living that beautiful, perfect, amazing life, and then dying on the cross as the propitiation for our sins, that go-between for our sins. And then that wasn't the end. He didn't just die. He wasn't just offered, but he conquered death by rising again, and that is the gospel right there. And we see so many hints of it in this Abrahamic story, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for showing us that this is not just that Jesus coming to earth, incarnated, living, dying, resurrecting is not just some isolated story, but it is deeply tied within the wovenness of Scripture. Thank you for that. Help us to live in reverence and holy awe of you. Thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Help us to lift up our eyes to the hills from whence our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. May this cause us today to live in awe and joy of you for what you have done. I live with gratitude, and I pray that you would continue to help me to live in that place of gratitude. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of levels that you can choose. One is a secret podcast that comes out every month, which is kind of fun that no one else gets to hear except for maybe the five or six people that are supporting me at that level. So thank you so much. This helps to get the show out to those 58 countries and to pay for all of the technical stuff that I don't like to do. So have a great day, and I pray that today is a day of joy in anticipation of what Jesus will do in your life.